hello, my lovely podcast friends. How are you doing? How's your life going on? And how are you happening in this new day of the week? I do hope you had a great weekend and it was all was joyful, pleasure and profitable, obviously. For me, it's easy gardening, prepping, in the fruit garden, the fruits in the food production. There are now also 6 additional tomato plants. And the news is that it's gonna freeze tonight, so I need to find some cover for them. So let me know. So I will let you know how the things are going on. And I thought today it's a good moment to have a reflection on what happened last week, because at least in the Netherlands there is some controversy about two highly popular websites called Geen Stijl, which means in Dutch no style, or in English it means no style, and Durmpert, which is a video platform like YouTube, but then they don't check anything and you can say everything. So for vloggers and everyone who is bullying everyone is possible there. And question on the no style, they have articles like, would you want to have sex with this girl and what do you want to do with her, and that type of things. And you see, the website is really popular from day one, and you saw from day one they said, we want to do videos because we can make money out of it, and we want to go to the parliament. And the politicians were really afraid, and they were saying, well, we don't want this, the only one serious journalist. And this puts on a really interesting question: what is a serious journalist? I mean, press freedom is not something that politicians can say, well, you are from the good side, you are from the bad side. So they got access to it, and they are now, I would say, just bully all the politicians with questions. And then really the most irritating, frustrating questions they ask and they walk with the camera to the people, microphone below them in the faces. Well, you can simply give me an answer. So it's interesting. The site is not, they say that they hurt people on purpose. They are irrational and they write everything. And the interesting part is, it's highly popular. So no matter what you think about it, it serves a niche in the market. It serves a segment. And now you have a lot of really leftist and feministic commentators, and they were all talking that advertisers should boycott this website. And I'm just wondering, what do you think that should happen? In my opinion, it's easy. Let me be clear. It's a website. It's owned by a publicly traded company, TMG. So no matter, it's business, and they make a lot of money. Antitrust organizations rank their video website as more important than YouTube. So they are serving a niche. They are doing something, it's not a niche. Everyone is looking at it. If I finally start vlogging, I will also put all the Dutch vlogs on there. Actually, I think I'll start with it today. It should be fun. Some libertarian conservative views in the Netherlands. But you got now that advertisers are scaling back the money. Well, first of all, it's not the first time it happened. And for what I know, it will not be the last time. And every time it's happening, you see that the owner says, we stand by our men, we stand for the press freedom, we stand for the right to say so. And I will be clear, if you don't want to go read those articles, that's fine. Don't go there. Don't search for the website. I mean, that's how easy it is. No one forces you to read the website. I mean, no one is having a Kalashnikov on his head from, hey, you're gonna have to watch this video or I pull the triggers and your brain are going down to the swamp. No, that's not happening. So they serve a market, and the only thing is that the things that are there, you don't find it anywhere else. Well, maybe that's why it serves a market. And you see now that advertisers, some are bouncing on the pressure and they are scaling back the money, like the Dutch army, which I'm just wondering why the Dutch army is advertising and not defending the country. That I think that's a bit their business more, and they are complaining about all types of money shortages and deficits. So I would simply say, use the savings and trigger some new ways to raise and get people in and join the army, because they say it's just recruitment. But I would be simply saying that for the companies who don't want to advertise on it, that's fine. That simply the consumers should move in with their most powerful and most strong asset that they got, and that's their money. So simply don't buy at companies who are supporting the feministic propaganda machine, which is killing press freedom and the freedom to express yourself. It's going to be an interesting way to see how it's going on. So I really would like to see from you what you, and let me know what you think about it. And I say so especially because you see this happening around the world. You have the trend of fake news, the ideas that are happening, the talks that are, is, for example, in Europe there's a big talk chat, is Fox News good or bad? Well, I think it's good because it's a company and it's making money. And people say, well, Western countries are losing the news and propaganda war. Well, it's interesting that they say it's a war, first of all. And then that they simply not say, well, we should just report the truth. But that's just some comments on the side. And they are losing it from other media outlets financed by other governments. And I would simply ask, raise this small question. I mean, yes, you should ask questions about Press TV, which is backed by jihadist radical Iranian oil money. Yes, you should ask questions with Al Jazeera, which is backed by Qataris money. We don't want to pay our workers who build football stadiums. We want to buy build a global news channel. Yes, RT is financed by the Kremlin and the Russian government, and which considers it as important as the its secret service. Yes, the Dutch public broadcasting system is financed by taxpayers' money and is never bringing any negative news about the Dutch royal family and is always taking the government viewpoint. What's the difference? Why should we not simply say, hey, it's maybe not a bad idea to simply think about this. What's the message the person who is saying it want to spread? Like, the BBC will always reflect the British vision. There's no problem. They are financed by the British taxpayer who are doing a great job with financing a great media company and vehicle. But it's a certain perspective. I don't expect them to say, well, the British royal family is really bad, or talk about the kid in the British royal family with the syndrome of Down. No, they don't talk about it. Like, the Dutch media is not talking about the family Willem-Alexander, the current king, has in Curaçao. So it's all just matter of perspective. And if you would simply go for the same right way and simply say, well, everyone has a viewpoint. I mean, you can't say that people don't have an opinion. You can't say that people have no ideas. You can't say that people have no vision where the world should go to. Especially for journalists, people who read the news, they think things about news. Also, the war journalists, they see the bullets flying, they see the kids dying, and all those things happening. But they have also the perspectives. And why are we not simply giving everyone the proper and the same guidelines and the measurements, and simply say, hey, you're all financed by taxpayers' money, so you reflect the perspective of your government. Maybe it's just a smart idea to take this into account. Just this. I mean, it's insane what's happening, that you see that there is a reflection on some forms of the news and not on other forms of the news. And we can go on with examples of good and bad news. And let's all look the examples. It's easy. The question is just, how can you bring different viewpoints on the... You can bring the viewpoints differently, but the news is the news. I mean, if an airplane crashes, it crashes, and it's most likely because some stupid Muslim flew into an airplane building. That's a bit how the things go, but think about it. Anyway, that's the show for today. I would say send me a tweet at @LodewijkHof. I look forward to seeing your tweet. And what do you think about press freedom and an advertiser boycott that they are now trying in the Netherlands? Talk to you tomorrow.